My Gospel Soul. Weekdays on Blog Talk Radio. Bringing you news, bringing you words of encouragement to brighten your day. Tune in or call in at 347-826-9424. We look forward to fellowshipping with you.
Come on, put your hands together. I can't stay here long. It's all right if you clap your hands. Come on, just put your hands together like this. We can't stay here long.
Said I need it on the Lord.
Said we walk by. No, 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 no. You never. Come on, you can just put your hands together. Come on and groove with me. Said we won't. Y'all don't mind saying again. Somewhere, but oh, you spoke one word and dare behaved. Oh, no, 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 no. Said I'm leaning. Thank you, Jesus. Not leaning on my own understanding, but all my ways I'll acknowledge you. Just a little while here. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, 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 Lord. Come on, put your hands together. We getting ready to get out of here. Oh, Lord.
He changed.
Anybody been changed?
He changed.
Anybody been changed?
Soul, favor statement. God favors me today. God honors me today. I am a success today. I have God's special favor on me today. He makes his face to shine upon me today. He is gracious to me today. I am someone very special with the Lord. I like people and they like me. I am flowing in God's love, and others are receiving healing, both in mind and body, through my life and ministry. I am growing in the Lord. I am waxing strong in spirit. I am growing in wisdom, and I have favor with God and man. I obtain favor in the sight of all who look upon me. I shall have favor today with people. I will meet nice people today. I shall have good relationships with people today. I shall favor and honor others today. I will be a blessing to the Lord. I will be a blessing to others. I am a person of prayer. God is bringing me into favor and success today. Confess favor with people, businesses, your family, friends, city, boss, and co-workers, and everyone you come in contact with. This has been My Gospel Soul's favor statement. God bless.
Dance for the Lord. your blessing. Come on and
all right, you're listening to My Gospel Soul. We're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Listen, I'm excited this morning. Praise God. I was on the phone talking to somebody about the crusade coming up in July. Amen. Listen, we got to be about our Father's business. Praise God. And it's amazing. Amen. Sometimes how we get caught up, praise God, with everybody else. Amen. And what they're doing, and your work goes undone. Amen. So you got to remember to put God first. Come on. Hallelujah. Put God first. What he has called you to do. We were even talking about how, hold on, I don't think y'all can hear me. We were even talking about how when you're going through, you'll go through. What is your mindset? Amen. When you're in your go through. Amen. All of that matters. Praise God. How you carry yourself. Praise God. That matters. What your attitude is. That matters. Praise God. And you got to make sure. You got to make sure, praise God, that your mind is stayed on him. Praise God. Because I'm telling you right now, easy to go into a place of complaining, a place of anxieties, a place of depression, praise God, if you are not mindful of what you need to be doing at that time. When you go through a storm, come on, hallelujah. What people tell you, you know, before the storm comes, you're watching the news, right? They tell you get to the store, get a generator, get you some water, get you this. They tell you to get what? Prepare. Your prayer life, your life of fasting, a life of reading your word is what prepares you for storms. So when you're in the storm, and the storm is scary. You hear the noise. You might hear windows shattering. You might hear trees. It might be hailing outside. Amen. But you know that you are what? Prepared. Praise God. So you have a bit of confidence, praise God, because you have already got your water. You got your light. You can put your important information in a plastic bag. You know how to say. And you have batteries, and you got your generator. You got all the things that you need to keep you during that storm. Amen. You have all that you need to keep you through life's storms, praise God, amen. Spiritually, when you have fasted, prayed, amen, your generator is the word of God. Hallelujah. Your generator, praise God, amen. Your batteries is the Holy Spirit. Come on, can I just break it down for you? So you have to get in a place where it does matter your attitude during the storm, praise God. Because sometimes not only, amen, must you have confidence, but you have to speak the right things. You have to not allow the enemy to come in and get your mind so off track. Oh, what am I going to do? Woe is me. I raise my hand and like my friend Shay say, pick me. Because it's some things that we go through in this life that we're not as strong as confident as we need to be. And sometimes that storm seems like it's getting the best of you. And so your words start to match up with your situation and the turbulence begins. But you have to allow yourself the same faith walk you had when everything was going well and you feeling good in your spirit and all this kind of stuff. You got to allow that to have that. You got to have that same get up and that same zeal, that same excitement, amen, and praising your spirit, amen, through the storm. Come on, hallelujah, amen. It may call for you, amen, to become radical, glory to God, during, amen, your storm, to become, amen. I mean, I was walking through my house, my office, I lost the job, then my office, then, you know, uh, different things started coming. Come on, hallelujah, can I help somebody? Amen. And I started to feel down. I started to feel like there was no hope. I wasn't going to make it. Oh, my God, I can't believe this. Lord, you know I needed this and needed that. And I'm telling you, God showed me a lot of the things that I was worshiping. He said, you're worshiping these things. You think this is evidence that I'm in your life. That's not the evidence that I'm in your life. The evidence that I'm in your life is that you're still alive. I'm keeping you. I'm feeding you every day. Come on, hallelujah. And when you ask me, I give it. Glory to God. And so as those things were being taken away from my life, praise God, and God began to simplify, amen, things, amen, I began to see clearly, amen, that God wanted me back where I used to be. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about in the same mindset, praise God, amen, I guess you could say going backwards. But no, he said, sometimes we get off track and we start doing our own thing and we don't realize we're still in Jesus' name and thank you, Lord, and all this. But we get so sidetracked till, yeah, we're saying, Lord, Lord, but we're not in the right place. We're not where God put us. Come on, hallelujah. So anyway, so my attitude towards what was happening changed because I began to listen to what God was showing me. God was showing me, I need you back in crusade. I need you back, a focus in on the community that I gave you to preach to. I need you focused in, and all of these things are a distraction. I had an office over here. I had a workshop over there. I had, everything was just so spread out. Now everything is in one place. And now get this, during the storm, I couldn't see this. During the storm, it just felt like things would be, I was losing. It felt like things were being ripped from my life. I felt like, praise God, I was being judged by God. Amen. But let me help you with something, praise God. Things being taken out of your life is not God judging you. It's God saving you sometimes, praise God. Amen. Sometimes it's God saving you from yourself, praise God. Amen. I don't have money for food. Half the time I didn't have money to eat food. Come on. Listen, the year before, let's go back to the year before, a couple of years before, because I had been going through since 2001, I believe it was 2001. I was in a marriage. We had a church in Texas City. The guy was a harsh fellow. Lord have mercy. He was very, very harsh. I mean, sometimes he was loving, sometimes he was giving, sometimes he was caring, but he was harsh sometimes to a point to where it was unbearable. Praise God. And so it affected the church. It affected the household. It affected me as a person, not just as a woman of God, but as a person. It made it hard for me to see myself as God sees me. It made me feel low. It made me feel broken and torn down. So it was hard to continue to lead or hard to get my focus together. And at one time, I was in full-time ministry, praise God. And in this situation, he was like, you need to buy your own stuff and put your own gas in your own car. This is in marriage, hallelujah. Amen. And it became hard. It became so, so hard emotionally. When I walked in the house after work, didn't know I had to wait for him to say something so I know where we were. Are we in a good place today? Are we in a bad place today? Are we in a sarcastic place today? I had to wait and fill out the app. It was a very, very tumultuous situation. Amen. Then one day, praise God, amen, this young man begins to go off. He begins to say little ugly stuff. You're a horrible wife. You're this, that, and the other. And oh, I'm in the middle of the storm. I'm in the emotion of it. And before you know it, amen, he said, well, you don't like the way I run this house. You need to find you somewhere to go. And before you know it, guess what? I was packing and moving stuff. I was packing and moving stuff. Now, this is what I mean, amen. Got out there. God gave me an apartment. For a while, I was living with my sister. Well, I started living in my truck. Now I was living with my sister. No, that's the second time. Now, the first time I just got me an apartment, because I was living in my shop. I was living in my workshop. And after a while, the apartment approved me. I got my deposit. I'm still working. All of this is happening while. So I'm moving the apartment. Now, watch this. I'm making a lot of money, but don't see none of it. Rent, shop, church, all of it. It's like the money was gone. I couldn't see none of it. And I was crying and I was depressed. I laid on the couch most of the time until it was time to do a podcast or until it was time to go to church. You know, most of my time was spent laying on the couch depressed and alone. And I'm in the wilderness experience, a storm. So after 6 months, I started marital counseling with the pastor and all this. Now, mind you, I'm feeling like what's happening. I feel like I'm in a place where I'm losing and all these different things. And then we started marital counseling. I'm thinking, oh, okay, this is going to be great. I get the voice, what's going on? We get into marital counseling. This young man is just, she this, she that, she won't do this, she this, that, this, that. And I'm listening. Now, I'm the very same lady that will pick him up off the floor when he falls. I'm the same lady that'll clean him up if he need me to. I'm the same lady that you know, we fall and he fell one time in public. And oh, let me tell y'all something about love. Love covers you. Anyway, that's another show. So he's talking and I cannot, it's like I'm listening. And the pastor stops him and says, well, you know, let's hear what she has to say. So already defeated in the situation, I said nothing. And the pastor's like, well, what do you feel about what? So I tell the pastor this, that, and the other and everything. And while I'm talking, he cuts me off. So it became a situation where we could not find resolve through marital counseling. So he said, he gave me a choice. He said, after 6 months, you know, your lease will be up and you need to make a decision. You're going to come back into the marriage or if you are not. After the 6 months was up, what did I do? Walk back into that place. Oh, it was, when I say it was worse, it was worse. It didn't take a month before I was back out trying to find a place to live. Same words. You don't like the way I'm running? You have to find you somewhere to go. Out again. Now, all this is the storm. This is the chaos in this situation. I'm talking about for me in my life. Amen. Hallelujah. And God at that time, I was in the truck because he had got me a truck that was too expensive. I told him not to get it, but he got it anyway. He wanted to post it on Facebook, let everybody know what he did for his wife, even though he wasn't paying for it. Okay. So, boom, that means that's another thing on my paycheck that was going to wipe me out. So guess what? Things start slipping through my fingers. I'm living in my sister's house, and I'm waiting on this apartment to call me so I can have a place to live. I'm sleeping on her couch. My kids are coming over, everything. It just seems like it was heavy. It was heavy, you know. I just want y'all to know I understand. Whatever it is you're going through, I understand. So got an apartment, live here, been living here a year, and then boom. December 5th, lost my job over a misunderstanding. Over something I didn't even know, a policy that I didn't even know. So I lost my job. So now the income is not where it was. It dropped substantially. And now I have to let the office go. I have to let the shop I had already let go to free up some money so I could at least eat. So I let the shop go. Let the car broke down. I mean, it was still stuff happening. Now, this is in a span of 3 years, this stuff is happening. Just boom, boom, boom. And I was left with, do you trust God? And listen, can't stop trusting him. Can't stop trusting him. Look, the car broke down. The truck had went back a year ago. The car broke down. And so I was sitting at home. No money. I had just a few dollars, you know, to wash clothes. I had saved up $20 to wash clothes. Now, mind you, I'm still going to church, still praying, still doing what I do for the Lord because, hey, that's what I got now. No food in the refrigerator, a little odds and ends, but none of it matched. I know that they say you got Kool-Aid and no sugar. It was chaotic. So I was laying in the bed and I wasn't crying because for some reason I have the hardest time. You know, some people would just cry. Me, I was just laying there. And let's say, check your account. So check my account, my bank account. And guess what? It was money in there. The first thing came to my head, buy you a vehicle and go grocery shopping. And that's what I did. Bought a vehicle and went grocery shopping. Now, let me tell you about the vehicle. So I wanted a vehicle, of course, to take people that I could fit people in because I got a big family and I got to take folks to church. So I saw this truck on this website. I said, oh my God, I like that. Went to look at it. And while we looking at it, engine good. We ran the codes, all the stuff. Good vehicle. Need a little love and care. No problem. Talked to the guy, the price the guy was selling it for, he went down on the price, this, that, and the other. Then had problems trying to get the paperwork, title, all this kind of stuff. Called the man. I said, listen, I need this. And he said, don't worry about it. I got you. Then he told me how much it costs. I said, I don't have that. I'm sorry, sir. He said, you know what? I'm going to pay the rest. Pay the rest. Listen, let me tell you, my point is you're going to go through storms in your life. It may feel like you're losing, praise God. But actually, God is setting you in position. My play is now, I wrote a play. It's getting started. The ministry is growing. We got a couple of members that joined. God, and more members than we had when I had the building. So you have to understand, praise God, to stay on track with what God has called you to do. Amen. And even in the storm, don't forget who you are. Don't forget the promises. Yeah, if God was to show us how we were going to get there, I promise you a lot of us would say, I ain't going. That's why he only tells us, he only shows us the end result. He never shows us the pathway to it because I promise you if he did, a lot of us would say, oh, I ain't doing it. I'm not. But guess what? In this life, you're going to go through some things. In this life, you're going to, sometimes when God is cleaning your life out or cleansing that palate, you're going to feel like you're losing. But you're not losing. Just hold on to God's unchanging hand. And I promise you, amen, you're going to see the salvation of the Lord.
Victory in Jesus. Exalt him among the nations. Our Father has told us.
Victory is in Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I think I'm in trouble with my bestie. She just called me and said, I got a bone to pick with you. Amen. I can't wait to hear what this bone is. But we're going to keep it moving, let you know what's going on in your world. I got a little sidetrack testifying while ago. Amen. But I believe that God, amen, hallelujah, I believe that God is, amen, is moving by his spirit. Praise God. Amen. Just want to encourage you to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen. And he's going to keep on blessing you through the storm. Though the storm keep on raging in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Keep your soul anchored in him. Praise God. Amen. So let's see what's going on for this weekend. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's see. All right. Today is Friday. Y'all know it's February the 2nd, my birthday month. All right. Amen. So y'all know that this morning is partly cloudy, highs in the mid-70s, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for tonight, cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a chance of showers in the evening, then showers after midnight. Lows around 60, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. The chance of rain is at 90%. On Saturday, hallelujah, mostly cloudy with showers with thunderstorms, likely in the morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon, highs in the lower 70s, south winds 10 to 50 miles per hour, becoming west in the afternoon. The chance of rain is at 90%. It's gonna rain. Hey, sure gonna rain. Saturday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly clear. Cooler with lows in the upper 40s. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Sunday, sunny, highs in the upper 60s. East winds 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. And Sunday night, mostly clear and breezy, lows around 50. Amen. And that is your weekend. You're listening to My Gospel Soul, where we're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. This next song coming to you, praise God, by Express Image, it says, Revive Me Once Again.
Father,
Father, revive.
I don't know about you, but sometimes when I get burdened down and don't know what to say, I say, oh Lord,
oh Lord,
I'm asking you to hear my plea, oh Lord,
oh Lord,
I can't do nothing without you, Jesus, no, no,
oh Lord,
you're the one.
Amen. Father, revive me once again. Praise God. Amen. You got to keep your mind on him. Amen. He's going to restore you. He's going to refresh you. Amen. And he's going to revive you. Praise God. Just trust him. Amen. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Glory to God. Amen. And I know this to be true. Praise God. He's done it many times for me. Praise God. Amen. I just want to encourage your spirit. Praise God. I'm not going to be before you long. I know we always say that as men and women of God. I'm not going to be before you long. Praise God. But I want you to know, amen, that God loves you. Amen. Hallelujah. He loves you. Glory to God. And it's not, I know it's not easy all the time to feel that love because you are so in tune with what you're going through. But I don't need you. Don't trust the situation. Trust God. Come on. Hallelujah. Don't trust the situation. Trust God. I promise you, amen, he's going to work it out. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Praise God. He's going to work it out. Amen. Hallelujah. I always tell people, amen, he's been better to me than I've been to myself. Praise God. Amen. And chaos in your life or things, God removing things from your life doesn't always mean that you have done something wrong. Praise God. Amen. It doesn't mean that you have done something wrong. Glory to God. And a lot of us live in that place where we feel like if I lost my job, it's because God judging me. Listen. We don't know God's thoughts. Praise God. We don't know. Amen. You got to trust God. Hallelujah. Please. Amen. And get the enemy out your mind, because he'll come in there. Praise God. And he'll start telling, yeah. Remember when you did this? Remember that you just, you know, and it may not be about that at all. Glory to God. It may just be God. Amen. Hallelujah. Making a way for you. Praise God. Maybe God saving you from something. Praise God. And maybe God, amen. We just never know. Praise God. What it is. Amen. Hallelujah. That God is doing. But I need you to trust him. Hallelujah. I need you to trust him. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, he's going to make a way. He's going to make a way for you. Praise God. Amen. I've enjoyed my time on the show with you guys today. Praise God. I'm looking forward. Amen. To seeing, praise God, or to hearing testimony. Praise God. or what God is doing in your life. Praise God. And listen, I cannot express it. I just feel it in my spirit to say it again. Trust God. I hear a lot of people that's in a crying state, or they just feel like throwing in the towel, or they just are cursing God. Listen, repent and trust Him. Amen. I wouldn't be telling y'all this if I don't know it to be true. He's gonna make a way. He's gonna make a way. Amen. Amen. I want you to remember that without faith it's impossible to please God, but with God all things are possible. Who cares? God cares. God bless.